This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Well, welcome everyone to Safety Talks. I am your host, Steve Sisson, and today's conversation with our guest, Craig Johnson at Good & Tight. Craig, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Steve. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Are you keeping warm out there in the Midwest?
It's not too bad today. We're going to have high temperatures in the 20s, and the sun is shining, so it's a beautiful day.
Well, we're here to talk about your new product, or your product. I'm not sure how new it is. Good & Tight. Can you let us know why you created this product?
Well, it came to be because we've got a sawmill business, and I was hauling 3-4 loads of lumber every week, and I was using portable ratchet straps, you know, to tighten all that and get it all properly secured. And I was throwing out my arm, back, and shoulder, and I thought there had to be a better way. And we came up with a better way. Me and my grandson Mauricio, one day we went to our shop and we made a homemade Good & Tight handle, and we used that for about a year. And I come into the house and I told my wife, I said, that Good & Tight handle has been working so good for us for a year. I haven't been to the chiropractor. Let's see if we can make a retail version.
Walk me through how you go make a retail version of Good & Tight.
Well, we took our homemade version and we looked around for design firms, and we went and visited with a few design firms, and we settled with Bachman R&D down in Hutchinson, Minnesota. And I went down and I visited with John Bachman and his father, and they took my homemade version, and then they came. There was like 3 or 4 or 5 different render, you know, versions of between them and me, and we finally settled on the version you see today.
Very nice. And what is this made out of? Is this some sort of plastic?
It's a polycarbonate. We could make it out of a cheaper product or cheaper resin, but then we wouldn't be solving a problem. We'd be creating a new one. That's why we want the polycarbonate. It's hard to mold and it's expensive, but it makes a very strong tool that will last the consumer for years to come.
Nice. And you know, this is with those polycarbonates, they're pretty good on the weather, right? They don't deteriorate after a while.
No, we add a UV protector also, but we've got people up in Canada using them. I just got a review from a gentleman up in Canada last week. It was 38 below zero, and he was out using the Good & Tight handle, and he really loves it. And I mean, we use them down in Arizona where it's 100 above. So it's a very resilient material.
You know, I couldn't imagine being out there in negative 38 degrees trying to work and trying to ratchet down a load. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's miserable weather.
Yeah, and it definitely is. So the Good & Tight handle, it's a nice leverage point to really tighten down and crank down on your loads. Have you had any problems with it? It doesn't sound like you have.
We broke one. We've had one customer that said they broke the Good & Tight handle. And we've got thousands of them in service, and we talked for a little while, and I sent them one and replaced it. And they have been very happy and haven't called back with any other complaints. So we have had one failure out of the thousands of them that are in service.
Well, that's a pretty good ratio, though. You know, you got thousands, yeah, thousands in service and only one broke. So I'm on the website now, which is gnthandle.com. That is correct, right?
That is correct.
Good & Tight handle. It looks like you can run this product on multiple sizes of tie downs.
Yeah, it fits most of the 4-inch, 3-inch, and 2-inch portable ratchets. There's a few of them out there that got a really large rubber handle on them. It will not work on them, but through all the major suppliers like U.S. Cargo Control and BA Products and Kenadyne, it fits on all of them. And that's what we were striving for when we started this project.
Nice. You know, one of the things that I looked at, I typed in, I went to Google, I typed in Good & Tight, and your website was probably the 7th or 8th one down, because it looks like so many other companies are selling this.
Yeah. We have quite a few places. We got AW Direct. We got Zips. We got U.S. Cargo Control. We got Big Rig Chrome Shop. We got the Highway 80 truck stops. We got Petro Rochelle, and we got Verdine Tarps. We got the Oak Grove 70. We got Bud and Tony's Truck Parts. We got the Joplin 44 truck stop. And once again, Verdine Tarps, and that's in the Ontario location. We got Dodge City Petro. We got the Kenley 95. We got Lesko Distributing up in Alberta, Canada. And Rainey's down in Florida carries it also.
Wow. You are in a lot of places. And then if you don't have one of those nearby, it looks like you can go right on your website and purchase some from direct.
Yeah, you can purchase it right direct from us for $39.99, and we'll ship it right to your door at free of charge.
Nice. That's a great service there. You know, everybody loves that free of charge for shipping because nobody likes paying shipping. You're already paying for the product.
I agree. Let's get it there and let's get it in their hands and let's make their life simpler starting as soon as possible.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm kind of going through the website as we're talking, and there's a lot of stuff on here. There's some testimonials. There's videos on how it works. And is that you in the video?
I'm in some of the videos. That is correct. With the tightening down the lumber and the demonstration with the 4-inch ratch, the properly tensioned straps video, that's me standing there running that.
I particularly like the one where you have an 8-year-old can operate the good and tight ratchet lever.
Yeah, that's my granddaughter. She's a little go-getter, and it was funny when she did it. She got them all tightened up, and then she reached up and hit the straps just like I do, just so you could hear them ping that they were nice and tight. I had to laugh.
Oh, nice. It's always nice getting the family involved.
Yeah, they've been a great help. My grandson worked for me last year on the sawmill, and he tightens loads all the time. He's 15 now. He can tighten a load, and it's safe and secure to travel down the road and deliver the product. So it's fun having family. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, we've talked a bit about the good and tight handle. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the product or where to get it or where to research it?
Well, we also have it at Cargo Stop in the UK. But the main reason that it came to be, it's a safety issue. And if you go to, say, the Bureau of Labor Statistics and look under truck driver injuries, truck drivers are like the sixth most injured people in the workforce. And a lot of these injuries are from overexertion, musculoskeletal type injuries. And by using the good and tight handle, you're going to reduce your driver's injuries substantially. All we're trying to do is make it so that anybody can properly tension the ratchets without stressing their body so that, you know, we get the job done and a properly secured load also keeps our highway safer. It's kind of a win-win.
Absolutely. You know, there's far too many videos on YouTube and sites like that where you watch trucks just lose their loads. And you can look at those, and they're pretty nasty because once they start dropping their load, it's the risk of, you know, every car behind them has to avoid, and usually that doesn't turn out well. So a properly strapped down load is essential.
Yeah, it's super important because at the end of the day, we all want our loved ones to get home safe and sound. We don't. None of us want a phone call with bad news.
Exactly. Well, I really enjoy the product, and you know, I will do what I can to help you promote this. And I think it's.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's something that is necessary in the industry. You know, just to make sure you got that extra couple notches on that ratchet to make sure that load doesn't go anywhere. So, very nice, very good job here, Craig.
All right, Steve, I really appreciate the call and your time you gave me today. And just all I can say is thank you.
Oh, Craig, thank you for joining the show. Thank you all listeners out there. This has been Safety Talks. I am your host, Steve Sisson. Please join us next time where we talk all things safety. Looking for more information on the host services or even more podcasts, please go to safetyfm.com. Until next time, stay safe, my friends.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.